Hello. So, let me answer these five questions. The first one is, what is faith in your opinion? In my opinion, faith is something psychological. You have it in your head. It's mental. And it can help you to go forward when the, you know, tough times show up. For example, it's going to help you to not give up. It's going to help you to go forward and just take care of the process. So in my opinion, it's a mental thing. It's something that we can even call it willpower, in my opinion. Maybe I'm wrong, who knows. But this is faith, in my opinion. In what do you have faith? In myself, in my team, and the process we're putting our feet on, and we're taking the path to becoming successful. So this is the faith I have for myself. So, do you think it's okay to completely trust something? No, it's not, unless you have full control of it. So if you don't have complete control of something, you can't trust it fully, because it's not 100%. I mean, something is not 100%. You can't, it's not logical. It's not rational to trust it completely. So this is what I think. I think it's important to always remember that even a few percentage of the things you're doing are going to lead you to failure. And when you realize that, and when you understand that, you're going to have better faith, and you're going to have better plans, because you're not just going to take everything spontaneously and just, you know, go with the flow, because that's going to be a little dangerous when you don't have plans. And that is not what a rational man or woman has to do. So yeah, this is my opinion. It is okay to have a complete belief in something no matter what happens. No, again, just like the previous question, it's completely idiotic to trust something completely. And even there are things that we may do in our lives that we think it's guaranteed, but it's not. You know, for example, when people marry each other, so they think that if we marry, and it's you know, when the law involves itself to our relationship, the relationship is going to be guaranteed 100%, which in my opinion, a load of nonsense, to be honest. Let's put it this way. Hey, I'm doing my best not to curse, but this is what I think about it. So you can't have a complete belief in something, but it's okay to believe in yourself when you have plans and when you have a good process to take care. So yeah, how does faith affect your life? Definitely affects me in many ways. The effect that faith has in my life, actually, is very, very big, because there were some times that I felt like I'm tired, I'm too tired, I'm not motivated, and I can't do anything. So suddenly I just said I should not give up. And that was the faith I had in myself, and of course the things I was taking care of, and of course the process I decided to put my feet on and just go forward. So this is what I think, and a lot of people have to have faith in themselves, and of course the process and the team they're working with, which for me is Alma Shanas, definitely. So definitely faith is important, and it plays a huge role in my life, definitely, because if I don't have faith in the things that I'm doing at the moment, is going to be really dangerous, because if you don't know where you're going, it's gonna be really, really tough to find a good plan to, you know, to go forward and just become successful. So anyway, I think it's enough. So thank you, Mateen, and of course Atife, for participating in the challenge. We have to participate more, I think, because this is going to be fun. Thanks, guys.